Hello, welcome to Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Jim Powers and glad to have you with us. And, you know, today, a lot of the coaches that we normally would talk to as they're getting ready for state championships, well, they're getting ready. I mean, it's just been a busy week coming out of quarterfinals, getting ready for the state championships this weekend. So we thought today would be a great time to kind of go over what happened to track this past weekend at Jeff City, which was just an unbelievable weekend to track and field for our local athletes. And then preview the baseball and girls soccer games that are going to be taking place this week. Also, already, actually, one baseball game down at Ozark took place with Valley Park falling to Springfield Catholic yesterday. But this is going to be a good time that we can take this, and we'll catch up with coaches starting next week again after they get done with their terrific seasons. And then we're going to start transitioning into football previews and talking a lot about what's going to be coming down the line, because believe it or not, football season's going to be here before you know it. So it's going to be a fun time. We're going to be very busy over the summer with football previews, soccer previews on the boys' side, volleyball previews for the girls' side. So a lot of great things going on here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and the High School Sports Caravan. But let's jump into what took place at track last week. And what an unbelievable weekend for our athletes. Westminster, they get the sweep of the boys and girls in Class 3. Parkway Central's girls wins Class 4. Cardinal Ritter girls win Class 5. I tell you what, when you get 4 out of 6 team championships in the big school weekend in track and field, you're doing something awfully right. And what a great weekend, a great showcase for a lot of our student athletes. In Class 5, Cardinal Ritter, they ran away with it, and they scored 85.5 points, and really a terrific job by them. Pattonville came in fourth with 44 points, but when you look at Cardinal Ritter and the way that they got there, what a terrific weekend for Anaya Brown. Only a sophomore, she wins the 100, and then she flips around and wins the 200, so a double winner for her. Plus, she was on a couple relays as well that did extremely well for Cardinal Ritter. Then, you know, you go to the 400, which was just an unbelievable race, but Elijah Bradley from Pattonville, she comes up winning the 400, and then you look at Pattonville, Cameron Hubbard, she wins the 800. So when you talk about the sprints, the St. Louis area in Class 5 between Ritter and Pattonville, they get the sweep of the individual titles, which is just unbelievable. Then you look down at some of the other great performances. Grace Tyson from Lafayette doing a fantastic job. She came in second in the 3,200 meter. Then Maya Anderson from MICDS, terrific hurdler. She won the 100 hurdles. Genesis Wood Dixon from Kirkwood, she just beat Anderson in the 300 hurdles. So, I mean, just a great, you know, swing there between some great athletes. Then you look at the relays, and we talked a little bit about this. Cardinal Ritter, they win the 4x1, then they flip around and win the 4x4, which is just tremendous when it comes to the relay work there by the Lions. And then in the field events, you know, not a lot of great things, so to say, winning-wise, but Mason Myershagen from Oakville, what a terrific job for her this weekend. She came in second in the pole vault, then she flipped around in the high jump and came in second as well. So a nice weekend for the young lady. She's only a junior. She's going to be back next year, and that's going to be a lot of fun to see as well. And then Maya Anderson, once again, we talked about her from MICDS. She wins the triple jump. And so, you know, you look at a lot of the great things going on in Class 5, but what a terrific weekend there for Cardinal Ritter. Now, Class 4, it was all Parkway Central. And, I mean, Ryan Banta and his crew, what an outstanding job. They scored 78 points. They outdistanced West Plains by a bunch. Nerix Hall comes in fourth place with 38 points. But this meet was just all Parkway Central. They won a bunch of events. They started the day off winning with a second place finish in the 100 meter dash, Caitlin Tate, you know, she takes care of her business. Then she flips around in the 200 and wins the 200. So, you know, a great meet for her. Nena Okapara comes in second in the 400. But the biggest part of this whole meet for me was the hurdles. And Sky Lee, sophomore, how about this young lady? She sets a new class four record in the 100 hurdles with a 13.84. And then she flips around and she wins the 300 and also won a pair of relay teams. I mean, a state record, you win four top podium medals, and you're only a sophomore. The ceiling is so extremely high for this young lady. It's absolutely unbelievable. You look at the distances, and a great meet in the distance side for the area as well. When you look at Frances Luna from Koryezu, she won the 1600 with Cammie Crouch from Nerix Hall coming in fifth. And then Crouch, she comes in first in the 3200, and Luna comes in third in the 3200. So good meet in the distance areas for the St. Louis area. And then on the field events, as we flip down and flip around, once again, great representation by a lot of the outstanding, you know, individuals. Faith Atkins from McClure North, she came in second in the high jump. And Sophia Schrader, she wins the pole vault from Parkway North. As we slide on down and continue to look at some of the great, great things that took place. Jenna Teckert gets a third place in the javelin. So, you know, class four, great representation, great job on the girls' side. Now, class three, how about Westminster getting a sweep? And we'll start with the girls first. Larry Minard, fantastic job with this group. First ever state championships for both the boys and the girls at Westminster. The girls, they get it with 70 points, and what a great meet for them. And before we get into, you know, their meet, you got to talk about Chavi Flowers from Incarnate Word. She wins the 100, does a terrific job, gets a second place finish in the 200, while Leah Thames from Steam Academy at McClure South, Berkeley, she gets second in the 100, and then she wins the 200. So great work in the sprint there, but Sydney Burdine from Westminster, as we get back to the Westminster story, she comes in third in the 200, and then she wins the 400 in a time of 57.24. So great meet right there for Burdine to get Westminster going and to set the table for the Wildcats. Lillian Jackson gets a second place finish in the 3200. But then you go to the hurdles, and once again, the hurdlers in the St. Louis metro area are unbelievable. Brooke Moore from Westminster, she gets the 100-meter hurdles. Then she's also going to win a couple of the jumps later on in the meet. But Brooke Moore was one of the big names that really did an outstanding job for Westminster in the meet, and that's what led them, you know, to that state championship. Incarnate Word wins the 4x100 meter relay. Then Steam Academy and McClure South Berkeley wins the 200 with a terrific time. Then the 4x4 Westminster, that sealed the deal for them in the last event of the day. And then you look at St. Charles West in the 4x800 doing a terrific job. They get the victory there. Talk about Brooke Moore a little bit more here, as she won the long jump with a jump of 5.71 meters, and then she took the triple jump with a jump of 12 meters even. And very, very good performance by her to help the Wildcats take care of their business, win their first ever state championship. And now on the boys' side for Westminster, the big thing with track and field is you don't have to win a lot of events. The biggest part of it is you got to be consistent and you've got a place. And that's how Westminster's boys ended up winning the Class 3 boys title. Their first title in school history. But they had a couple first places, but just a very consistent meet as they scored 45 points, held off Lutheran St. Charles, who ended up in second with 42 points. St. Mary's ends up with 35 points. So terrific meet in Class 3 for all of our local teams. But it's just being that consistent effort for Westminster. Robert Hines comes in second in the 100. Then you look at the 200-meter Donovan McIntosh from St. Mary's. He ends up with a fourth-place finish. McIntosh comes back in the 400 with a third-place finish for St. Mary's. And once again, it's just a lot of consistency that you see here. Lutheran South, great meet for Adam Snoke in the 1600 and over in the 3200. Caleb Lind from Lutheran St. Charles, he had a terrific meet as well. When you talk about that. And then you jump over to the hurdles and you really see, you know, this is where on the boys' side, the hurdles got a few guys that are doing some great things, but not as strong as the women's side of things. St. Mary's, they win the 4x100 relay. Then they flip around. They win the 4x2. And then when you get to the 4x8, Lutheran St. Charles using, you know, Caleb Lind once again, they get a second place finish. But here's where Westminster really showed what they can do and how you get points in order to win in a state championship. In the triple jump, they get Joseph Anderson, jumps 13.83. He wins the event. Then you go to the weights. Sterling Webb, second place finish in the shot put. Larry Minner, fourth place finish in the shot put. In the discus, Larry Minner, third place finish. Sterling Webb, sixth place finish. That's where you build up the points, being a very consistent team, and that's how you are going to get that state championship. And that's exactly what Westminster did. So, you know, terrific weekend for all of our outstanding athletes. Down at Jeff City. It was a lot of fun being down there, seeing a lot of the kids, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see what they can do this summer and a lot of their club track meets. And believe me when I tell you, there's going to be a lot of big things that we're going to see coming out of track and field out of this year. Baseball-wise, baseball underway down at Ozark U.S. Ballpark. First game was last night in Valley Park. You know, terrific season so far, 19-4 going into their semifinal in Class 3 against Springfield Catholic. Springfield Catholic, one of the perennial powers in the state of Missouri, and they took it to Valley Park last night. So Springfield Catholic wins 11-0. Valley Park will play in the third-place game later on today against Lawson, but a terrific year for this outstanding Valley Park team, and they have nothing to hang their heads about. They've just had a terrific year, and to make it this far and take care of their business and doing great things, that's what it's all about. Now you get to Class 5, and here's where we get a lot of the local teams. Festus, terrific year. They've been winning games and taking care of their business all year long. They will play Willard at 4 o'clock on Friday in the Class 5 semifinal. And then Zumwalt East, their first ever appearance in the state semifinals, they get Platte County on Friday night in the state semifinals in Class 5 down in Springfield. And these two teams, terrific years so far. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how far these teams can go. And you could see an all St. Louis side matchup, which will be a whole heck of a lot of fun if we can pull that one off. Then over in Class 6, Lindbergh, they will kick things off on Friday. They'll play Blue Springs South at 10 o'clock. Francis Howell will play at 1 o'clock against Liberty North. Once again, Lindbergh team flew under the radar a lot of the year. They've had a terrific season. They knocked off an extremely talented Marquette team in the state quarterfinals this past Saturday. So they will get Blue Springs South, a team that's been to the state championships many times. It's going to be a great matchup. Going to be interesting to see who Lindbergh's going to go to the mound first in this opener, especially a 10 o'clock game on a Friday morning as they look to get to the state championship game on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then Francis Howell, Tony Perkins, you know, they've had to run through a gauntlet throughout this season. The JC South, unbelievably tough this year. Then the district was just unbelievable. Then you got to turn around and beat your district rival in Howell Central in the quarterfinal. So Howell get Liberty North. Liberty North beat Raypak in 8 innings, 7-6 over on the western side of the state. This is going to be a fun matchup because these two teams got a lot of power. They've also got great pitching and great defense. So this is going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun to watch those two teams get after it. And you'll be able to read a little bit more in tomorrow's Friday Fast Break about these matchups. And some we'll dig into a couple of particulars as well. Then that'll wrap up our baseball stuff, and then we go to soccer. Right down the street here in St. Louis at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park, three defending state champions from the St. Louis area are still alive. But Ursuline was the Class 2 state champion. They move up to Class 3. So you got a possibility that Ursuline could be matching up against Fort Zumwalt South, and we'll talk about that here in a second. But Class 1, terrific season for St. Pius down in Festus. They beat Metro in the quarterfinals. They're going to take on Greenwood at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Now, they will, classes 1 and 2 at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park will be played over on the second field, which when you pull in, it's at the very far end. It's on the left-hand side of the stadium field. So that's where classes 1 and 2 will play tomorrow. And then on Saturday, the championship games will be on the main field. The third place games will be played over on the secondary field. So 1 and 2 will be over on that off field. Pius will kick things off at 10 o'clock. They'll take on Greenwood and then Whitfield. What a terrific season for them. And once again, another team flying under the radar, having a really good season. They beat Valley Park in the quarters. They'll take on Mid Buchanan at 12 o'clock tomorrow in the state semifinals. Winners will go at Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on the main field. Class 2, this is where you're going to see a new state champion in Class 2 because Ursuline moved up to Class 3. Perryville, first time ever that they've made it to the girls' state semifinals. They're going to take on an Orchard Farm team that has really been very good all year long. Really like seeing what they've been doing all year. They beat Southern Boone 3-0. In the quarterfinal, they'll play at 2:30 tomorrow over on the second field. MICDS, they go down to play Logan Rogersville. They come away with a 2-0 victory in the quarterfinals. They will move on to play Pleasant Hill. That's the 5 o'clock game. That's the nightcap on the second field tomorrow. Winners will move on to play at 4 o'clock on Saturday on the stadium field in Class 2. Then you jump to Class 3, and here's where you've got two defending state champs. Ursuline, who won Class 2 last year, really stubbed their toes in the middle of the season. Came in and to district and really not sure how they were going to get through it, but they make it through. They knock off Notre Dame. They're 10-9 going into the state semifinal. They'll play Glendale, who beat Carl Junction 4-0, and this will be a good matchup for Ursuline. But then you look at the bottom, Fort Zumwalt South, they've been the number one team most of the season in our top 10 rankings here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. They beat Webster Groves 4-0. They get Smithville. Smithville beat Smith Cotton 4-1. Zumwalt South is really, really talented. They won Class 3 last year. They're looking for the back-to-back. And with the talent level that they have, they are the odds-on favorite in Class 3 in the Final Four right now. So they'll go at 1:30 on the main field tomorrow, 11 o'clock for Ursuline on the main field as they'll start things off. Winners will play at 1:30 on Saturday. And would it surprise me if we see an All-St. Louis final? Absolutely not. But, you know, Ursuline's going to have their hands full with Glendale. Smithville will have a good team, but I really think Zumwalt South is just a better team right now. Then Class 4, St. Dominic, Nerix Hall. Could we see Chapter 2 in the state championship? We saw it last year in Class 4. St. Dominic won. Nerix is back. St. Dom is back. Rockbridge is back. Liberty North is coming in. this is just going to be an absolute blast. State Final Four in Class 4. Nerix will get Rockbridge, 4 o'clock on Friday. St. Dom's will get Liberty North at 7 o'clock. Nerix coming off a 5-0 win over Jackson in the quarter. Rockbridge 3-1 win over Kickapoo. St. Dom's 3-0 over House Central. And then Liberty North 2-0 over St. Teresa Academy. And once again, if you saw that championship game last year at Soccer Park with Nerix, with St. Dominic, it was unbelievable. It was one of the best high school atmospheres that I have seen in an awfully long time in an outdoor arena. And I'm not, you know, football is football. But in the other sports, the atmosphere was just unbelievable. And I honestly believe we are going to see that matchup round two to finalize the soccer season on Saturday night. These are two really, really good teams. And this is just going to be a fun, fun matchup if it gets there. Got to take care of their business on Friday. But I honestly believe that it's going to be St. Dom. I think it's going to be Nerix Hall. And we're going to have an all St. Louis final in Class 4 to wrap things up here on the regular season for the girls' soccer side. So baseball and soccer, all the games are on Mischa.tv. There is a fee. But once again, you'll be able to see some of the great action if you can't make it down to Ozark or here to the Worldwide Soccer Park. I was down at baseball earlier this week, and I will be at the soccer park all weekend long as we, you know, wrap up the high school season. It's hard to believe that we're wrapping things up, and we got through everything, and we've just seen some unbelievable performances. And over the next bunch of weeks, you know, on the podcast, we're going to celebrate a lot of those things. We're going to celebrate a lot of those great performances throughout the year. Catch up with some of the coaches that, you know, we didn't get a chance to before everything kicked off with ScoopsWithDannyMac.com back in late January. But then we're also going to be doing a lot of football previews, a lot of, you know, soccer previews, and really start to dig into the fall sports because it's going to be so much fun. After a couple months off, which no time off for us, I'll take a few days next week, catch my breath a little bit, but, you know, it's going to be so much fun in wrapping, you know, putting a big red bow on this past year and start to look forward to next season. So it'll be a lot of fun. Once again, tomorrow, Friday fast break, we'll go a little bit more in depth with all these matchups this weekend. And then Monday, we'll wrap everything up. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. Thursday, we're going to have a best of podcast. Go back to some of the great coaches that we've had a chance to talk to. But Tuesday and Wednesday next week, I'm going to take a little bit of time, catch my breath, and, you know, get a little bit of a vacation in. And then we'll be back full throttle starting next Friday with our Friday fast break as we start to dig into a lot of summertime stuff, a lot of summer baseball, talk about some AAU stuff. We'll also talk a little bit about club soccer and club volleyball as well. So a lot of great things coming up here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and the High School Sports Caravan. Excited to be a part of it. And thank you so much for tuning in once again to Inside the Lines, the High School Sports Podcast here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Jim Powers. I hope to see you at Soccer Park. If not, I hope somebody's going down to Ozark. But if not, tune in. We'll have all the coverage for you right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you very soon.